John, I suppose it's simple enough. Nothing short of a win will do for Manor against Longford tomorrow.
Yeah, the score difference is such that Fermanagh are going to need to go down there and get the points, and it's a tricky place to go. It's kind of all the teams have found in the course of the league. They're a formidable prospect, Longford, particularly down in Pearse Park, and I think everybody knows that Kerry have found that themselves in past years.
Yeah, they've taken some big scalps, Mayo and Derry as well, I think, in championship football. So.
And I suppose for them, kind of motivation, I think this is one of those games where motivation is going to be a factor. Like, Fermanagh, they were in Division 2 last year. Now, yes, I suppose under Rory Geller, the big thing for them will be pushing for Ulster and trying to finally win that Ulster title. And going up to Division 2 will be a marker along the way. Looking at Longford, their last time they were in Division 2, 2013. So there'll be a hunger there in Longford too. Like, both these teams are going into this and they both will have strong motivation. They both have a draw under them and they both have a loss under them. Longford actually, drew a Sligo. So I suppose if Fermanagh would have lost to Westmeath, and they would have been surprised by that. And they both had their blips, and it's kind of going to be whoever wants it most. Basically, I think it's going to come down to that on Sunday.
And in terms of personnel, how are they for the weekend? Obviously, there's no word of a team yet, but what's the white smoke saying?
No, yeah, as we've remarked in the past, this is Rory's way of doing things. You're kind of finding out the team basically on the day. In terms of injuries, no real worries on that front. Basically, everybody's good to go as far as we know. Suspensions, I think we're okay as well. One question mark would have been over Owen Donnelly. He was taken off at halftime against Westmeath. That seems to have been a precautionary one. It might have been precautionary, but it kind of maybe perhaps ended up costing them the game in Westmeath. Because if the second half in Westmeath showed one thing, it's Fermanagh can't be doing without Owen Donnelly on the pitch. He played against Armagh, was good against Armagh, probably wasn't moving as fluently as you usually see him moving. But I suppose Armagh do have a good midfield. They've Grimley there, they've got Sheridan there, good operators. Ryan Jones was there, and I think he was probably the star of the show, basically, in as far as there was a star of the show in that game. It was a very poor game of football, that Armagh Fermanagh game. I think the final score was 8 points apiece or 7 points apiece, and it was full value for that. A lot of hand passing, a lot of poor football from both sides, a lot of mistakes. But Owen Donnelly came through that game all right, and they're going to need him against Longford. Just to kind of give him. Fermanagh would be very used to having domination around the middle of the field, and a lot of that comes down to the likes of Owen Donnelly, Ryan Jones, fellas like that.
Yeah. But it'll be the shackles off tomorrow on Woodfield, because there's nothing to lose by holding back. They have to go for it.
I refer you to our earlier comments from Rory Geller. The shackles coming off, I don't know if it's necessarily something that Rory is crazy about. I'd say we'll probably see a cagey enough first half, kind of safety first, and then bomb it out the second half and try and go for the kill there. Now, Fermanagh are doing a lot of training on the 3G as well, so I think they've found a lot of the pitches so far this year to be tricky work, so there may be an onus on kind of conserving energy and really, keeping the game to half time, and then trying to turn up the heat on Longford, get their home crowd on their back, that kind of thing, get them worried. And I suppose they do have the firepower to trouble Longford.